Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Currently we're doing the chapter on the preferability of eating with three fingers. And after eating with three fingers, licking the fingers. One of the hikmats being wisdoms of eating with three fingers is a person takes in a little less rather than eating with more than three fingers and eating with the whole hand, as some people eat. So a person is taking in less food. So what happens is there's better digestion also when less food is taken with each morsel. So less food is taken also. But the main reason why we do it is, this is the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We explain today's hadith, will speak about three fingers. But we explain when there is a curry, like a gravy or something, where it is difficult for a person to eat with only three fingers, then there is no harm if he increases with more fingers. But as a general rule, this is the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're eating dry food, we get into the habit and etiquette of eating with three fingers. It is, number one, much more healthier also, but the greatest thing is the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So after eating also, a person licks his fingers. Here we explain that this shows the high level of appreciation that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, that even those remnants that are left on the fingers, that also is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that also there's barakat. You don't know exactly where Allah Ta'ala has kept the barakat hidden. Sometimes it's in the remnants of the plate, sometimes in the remnants of the fingers. So wherever it is, this is the ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given us. So we don't let that go also, we lick it. And ulama explained that there's so much of hikmat and wisdom in it, that one of the wisdoms that I explained is that this also assists for digestion. Person licking those leftover food that's on his fingers, that is also an aid to digestion. Anyway, that is just by the way. The reason we do it is because it is the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a person wiping the utensils also, that plate that we have eaten it, there is also something left there. We don't just leave leftover pieces of meat, leftover pieces of food, or leftover little bit of grains of rice. Everything we clean up, we make that plate shine as though it has just come out of the dishwasher. That is how a Muslim is supposed to leave his plate after he eats. Everything is cleaned up. If we happen to drop some salt, we drop some sugar, even that also we pick up. This is also a ni'mat, also the ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, picking up a fallen morsel of food and eating it, wiping the, licking, after a person licks his hand or washes his hand, etc., then he wipes it. Yeah, if a person doesn't have any way to wipe it, he can wipe his hand also on his clothing, wipe it on his arm, wipe it on his foot, etc., after a person cleans it, after a person licks it. There is no harm. This is not something that is dirty. The main thing is the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being practiced. We're so fortunate, we got water available everywhere. So even after licking it, etc., we can still wash our hands. Imagine in that time they didn't have so much of water available, but yet they went out of the way of ensuring that then also they didn't waste, they didn't leave their plates dirty, etc. Then they follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We also should go out of our way, encourage the children. That even if you're having a bowl of ice cream, for example, now there's so much of the remnants that is left over on that bowl, that finger should be taken, wiped sides, clean it, lick it, let that bowl be clean. Why leave that leftover barakat for someone else? Why leave it to be wasted when we ourselves can benefit? We are looking for barakat all the time. We want barakat. Both external barakat and internal barakat. External barakat in terms of things of this world, things that we can relate to with the eyes. And internal barakat, things that help our spiritual level increase. So this is one of the ways of doing it, is following the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's hadith, and Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu qal, Ra'aytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ya'kulu bi thalati asabi'a, fa'idha faragha la'iqaha, rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhum, he narrates that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eating with three fingers. And when he finished eating, he licked the three fingers. So this was the style, Mubarak way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we shouldn't mock it. Sometimes people are in the habit of eating with the fork and knife. Firstly, this is not a sunnah. And we should try and avoid it. But if a person is in the habit of eating and now he's see someone else eating with the hand, should never ever mock it. Never ever mock it, because this is the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah SAW, to eat with our hands. And this is the beauty, because sometimes when a person is eating with the fork, some of the hikmat's wisdom is, if a person is eating with the fork, that fork sometimes can hit his tooth when he's putting it in his mouth. It's unlike a finger that it's soft, it doesn't hurt the tooth. Or he can hit the gum, it can hurt the gum. Like that, a person, if the food is too hot, when he's picking up that morsel, automatically the senses of the hand or the fingers pick up that this food is too hot, he doesn't put it in his mouth. If a person is eating with a spoon, and that sense is not there. There's no temperature gauge on the teaspoon to tell him that food is too hot. So automatically that level of censorship is lost by him eating with that spoon. Then like that, when a person is eating with that fingers of his, then what happens also is that he gets that opportunity of licking that fingers wherever the food is, etc. Sometimes when a person is eating with the fork, eating with the knife, if that knife also is very sharp, he can cut himself. There is no harm if something needs to be sliced, etc. Then we use our fingers and we eat it. So this is from the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tomorrow we'll continue about the barakah that is found in the food that is there and how important we should ensure that we don't lose out on this blessing. We should try and take advantage of every type of blessing. We are in need of blessings. We want barakah in our lives. So easy way to get barakah in our lives is we eating all the time. We don't lose out the barakah that Allah has left in something so simple like our food. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillah.